The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bishunny Radio app, its advertisers, or sponsors. The opinions are strictly that of the hosts and their guests. Please enjoy the show.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bishunny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bishunny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bishunny Radio app for free now.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bishunny Radio app. All right now. So this episode is called Snack Size. I was in the dollar store and I was over there where they got the little baggies and, you know, they got the little paper shit, like paper plates, foil, all that other little shit like that. And they had these little freezer bags. They got the quart, the gallon, you know, just depending on what the hell you gonna store for later, what you putting in it. And I needed some little small ones for crafts. So I picked up the bags that says snack. That's the portion that you want. That's the size you want is a snack. You know, people used to refer to other people as a snack. And, you know, and they're like, I'm not a snack. I'm a whole meal. No. Because I grew up where if you didn't eat everything on your plate, they was offended. So then, you know, that created fat girls. Because we was taught to eat every damn thing on our plate. And, you know, we was taught to eat well and everything. So, you know, and fat boys, okay, fat girls, fat boys, same difference. It's a bunch of them. And anywho, so that's what created that, you know, because we weren't taught the concept of just a snack. And also what came with that concept is getting married to, because it was better to marry than to burn. Okay? So it was better to get the whole thing than to just give a little bit away for free. You know, it's the concept of somebody trying to make you feel bad because you just enjoying the moment. Let me tell you something. There are motherfuckers in your life right now that are just a snack. And that's all they ever gonna be. That's all you really need from them. And that's all the fuck they should be. I'm sorry. I'm gonna be very, very blunt on this particular subject about snacks. So, you know, the guy was like, oh, you need to quit messing with that person or this person. If you're not going to be serious, you don't know what you want. And I know what the fuck I want. I just don't know if it's that person. I know that I like what they give me at this moment. I like the snack, motherfucker. I don't know if I want to eat that for the rest of my life. You know, I know y'all done seen the memes that said, okay, pick something that if you had to, this is what you have to eat for the rest of your life. No, I'm gonna become a fucking cheater because I don't know what I want for the rest of my life. And that's just me being real. I don't know. Like, I tried that shit before and it don't work. Now that I've had a taste of freedom and I have the option to pick up snacks and control my weight in other ways, you know, control my addictions, control my attachments and things of that nature by learning how to have small portion sizes of whatever the fuck I want. I can still have cheesecake, but I don't have to eat the whole damn thing. I can actually eat a slice. I can eat a half of a fucking slice and my urge and my appetite and my desire is satisfied. Do you understand where I'm going with this? So when a motherfucker saying you're going to get some kind of mal or bad treatment or misalignment because you're giving samples, they giving fucking samples too. Nobody's getting all of me. And let's just be real. When you know you are a lot, when you know you are too much, as they say, when you know it's too hot to handle or whatever the fuck motherfucker want to say about you, you know they can't eat all of it. You know they can't put it all on the plate. You know there's no way that you can get all this in your mouth in one setting. And let's just be real. The average one-night stand may last you a couple years, a couple months, a couple days, and you like, fuck it. And then you go on with your life wishing you never met that motherfucker. But you still got your pussy. You still got your dick. You can't. It's yours. You can't even give it away. But, you know, when you marry them, you give them entitlement to it. You give them some papers and some handling to it. Don't listen to me if you're in love and that's what you want to do. I'm not knocking it. I'm really not. What I'm not going to knock is the fact that there are people who are just want to snack. Okay. Every day I eat a handful of almonds. They curb your appetite. It's a good source of protein and it's no carbs. Okay. If not none, it's maybe a couple, but shit, you can't beat it. It's a high power ass snack to be eaten on. I'm full of almonds. I'm full of nuts. Right? But it's my snack of choice. Everybody has their snack of choice. You might want to go to Sonic or one of the ice cream shops, the 31 flavors, Baskin Robbins, whatever the hell, and get a banana split, and that be your snack of choice. Whatever your snack of choice is, so be it. It's gratifying. It's what you need. But you have the ability. But, okay, let me go back. But you have the ability to enjoy, to have fun, to snack on it, to do what you want. So this comes from someone telling me, it's your life. This is your life. You only get this one. Now, I do believe that we have multiple lives that we've lived and things of that nature. But in this particular case, with this life right here, this is it. So you get to model and shape this one the way you want it. And that means you create these experiences that you want. And it was at that moment that I said, you know what? I'm going to quit sitting my ass at home. I'm going to quit missing the things that I desire. I'm going to try it out. I'm going to fuck if I want to. I'm going to cry if I want to. I'm going to laugh if I want to. It really, truly is your life. And guess what? With the other person, says the same. It's their life. It is absolutely their life. So if they choose to spend it married for 40, 50 years because they feel that that's honorable, you can't knock them for that. And it's funny how they feel like it's honorable, but they're miserable. Stay your stupid ass the fuck over there. Because when life is over, I don't want to fix you. I am not going to be the one that you bring your ass to get fixed. Because you let another motherfucker break you down and you have no identity of who you are. Because you sat there with a plate full of shit that you couldn't even digest. Okay? Or you ate it and you never got a variety of anything else to eat. And that's all you wanted. That's all you craved in life. So, and again, do as you please. But I'm a snack. I learned the value of snacks and portion size and eating till you're full and maintaining a healthy weight. You ain't got to be greedy and fuck everybody and eat every damn thing just because you in snack mode. You ain't got to be the greedy snacky motherfucker that eat everything. They call that the snack monster. You ain't got to be that. But you can still have things within limitations, within accommodations of yourself. And I say this because I'm looking at this little bitty snack bag. And even then, the motherfucker got, this is an ounce. This is 2 ounces. This is a half an ounce. All that shit, it's lined on the bag. So as you put your portion in there, what you want to do and how much you know how much you can give. That's the most important piece about a snack. Like, the portion size of what you have the capacity to receive. So a lot of us in this day and age are already full. We live full lives. We have full homes. And it's crazy when somebody says, I'm looking for somebody to complete me. No. You're looking for an addition to your life, but not complete you. You already complete or should be. So as you open your hand and release something, now you're gaining room. You're getting access. You're having the ability to add to your flavor. You have the ability to receive. Okay? And sometimes the only space that you created is that space for a snack. Oh, yeah. It's just a snack. It's not so much as I can marry you right now because, you know, I got to get my mind right. I can't even fucking date you seriously right now because, you know, my mind ain't right. However, I do like spending time with you. I like our conversations. I ain't going to be able to give you too much of my time because I got other shit that I have to do. And that's okay. Appreciate that. Appreciate a busy motherfucker that ain't got time to stalk you and time to be all up in your face and all up in your ass with every fart and every move that you make. No. Appreciate it. Now, granted, I know there's some motherfuckers, you give them some space and they gone. They gone with the wind. They doing the motherfucking most. But you know what? It's their life. It's your life. You don't have to accept shit that you don't want. That is the beauty of a snack. I want you to go and look in your pantry, in your cabinet, in your box, in your bag, and look at your snacks. Yeah, look at your snacks. Some salty, some sweet. Look at the variety of snacks. Look at the variety of what you like to eat. You got the option every day. I think I want Chinese today. I think I want some Mexican food today. Oh, fuck it. I think I'm going to eat healthy today. You got all these options. That's part of the problem and that's part of the good thing. A lot of people are not going to fucking agree with me. Because they have problems with attachment and they want to own a motherfucker. But you don't. You don't. It's my life. Okay? It's your life. Okay? You don't own people. Get that through your fucking head. I ain't going to say no names. I can't on this station, but I damn sure want to. You too busy trying to own a motherfucker. Own their thoughts. Own the way they think. Own the way they view shit. Stop that. Stop that. Everybody is entitled to fucking say no. And no is a whole fucking sentence. No. No. And at the end of the day, you're entitled to a snack. Mm-hmm. You know, I talk a lot about sex. And this wouldn't even be right if I didn't. Matter of fact, I think I did a little bit. I need to make sure I clear the encore with it because getting a little head is a snack. But don't let it just be a little hit. Like, you gonna do it, I need to fucking come, okay? Don't do this, and I don't come. I'm not gonna be right. Matter of fact, you're not gonna get a second try. You know what I mean? That's part of snacking. You got people who say, I ain't never getting married again, and you got 20 people behind them that agree, and you got 100 in front of them disagreeing and trying to change their mind. It's their life. It's their life to do whatever the fuck they want, to make as many mistakes, as many decisions, as many changes. You know, you could fucking turn around in a circle 10 times and go in 10 different fucking directions. 10, 20, 30 fucking different directions. As many as you need. And that's okay. That's okay. But I just want you to think about it. Just think about it. Just think about that snack. I think I just bought some chips from the store. I just got a DM. He kind of sexy. Sound like maybe a nice little trip. Who knows? Have a good time. Smile. Have an amazing experience. One that you have it to yourself. And that's it. You don't have to go in it with, I own you. It's going to be us. It's just, that's pressure. Stop all that pressure and shit. Eat your snack. Why you think you had a lunch and shit and you had a snack? Always had a snack. You always had a treat. And fuck it. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. And that's what Tanisha said. All right now.
Completely redesigned, but Shawnee Radio app is hotter than ever. Ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.